FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Have a couple of fine guests sitting across the way. And we're going to talk about something that I had no idea existed. And I know that it's frustrating for the ladies across the way. They've already been venting to me about how frustrated they are. That actually, I talked to one of them on the phone for about 10 minutes, and I thought my ear was burning. As I'm joined by Rosalie Atkins, Area Administrator for CCSI, Community Care Systems Incorporated, and Deb Welty, the Service Coordinator for CCSI. Good morning, Rosalie. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming out. I do appreciate it. Good morning, Deb. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You said we went to school together.
Yes.
Am I older than you? Or
I'm the same age as your sister, Dana.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I'm older.
I felt much older.
I'm older.
Well, it's good to see you both, and thank you so much for coming in. Great to meet you again, Rosalie. Rosalie, we met on Monday night for the first time. Isn't that right? How long have you lived in town?
I was born in Wayne County.
Yeah, but you've got the extraneous D as opposed to a T in Adkins, don't you?
Well, my husband was from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
I lived for about 12 years and managed an office in Villa Grove, Illinois.
Oh, really? Do you like Central Illinois?
No, it's cold.
Boy, isn't it, though. Windy?
I'm not going any further north. If I go anywhere, it's south.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you a bit. We're going to talk today about Community Care Systems, Inc. and what you do, what they do. Tell me who wants to tell me what Community Care Systems, Inc. does, Rosalie.
Well, we'll kind of both tell you. We provide in-home care for the elderly. These are for people who don't want to go to a nursing home, but can't provide all their necessary things for the day. So we go in, and I'll let Debbie tell you, she's a service coordinator. She schedules service. If someone can't go, they're sick, then it's her job to find someone to go, or we go out of the office into the homes to make sure they've got food and things that they need.
What all kinds of services do you provide? I mean, in addition to that, Debbie?
We assist with all of their daily living activities that everyone has, but we know when they reach older years, you can't always maybe get down the stairs if your washer and dryer are in the basement. We assist with laundry. We assist with house cleaning. We will cook. We help with bathing and grooming if it's needed. We take them to appointments. If they have doctor's appointments and no ride, we will take them. We take them shopping, or we can go shopping for them if they don't feel like getting out that day. Anything that everybody has in their normal daily life, but sometimes they just can't do them all by themselves anymore, we assist with that.
Do folks, I guess this is kind of why we're all talking about it today, folks may or may not recognize you being in town. How long has Community Care Systems been in Fairfield, Rosalie?
Better than 30 years, because the company started in 1980.
Oh, really? Where'd the company start?
Springfield, Illinois. It's owned by two brothers and very, very dedicated to servicing these clients.
Same two guys who started it,
yes,
are still involved,
same
right?
Same two guys.
Really?
But I think, too, we have to think when the day comes where you can't drive and you need a loaf of bread. It's kind
of how you gonna get it.
That's it. That's what we do.
Because a lot of our clients don't have any family to help them.
Right.
A lot of us are lucky, and we do.
Sure.
But there are so many that do not have anyone to help them with these things.
How's this funded? I get the feeling since it started in Springfield that it might be some kind of a state funding or type of thing. Am I right in that?
This is a privately owned company. But we do our billing through Illinois Department on Aging.
Uh-huh.
So we work very closely with Illinois Department on Aging, area agencies on aging, and Debbie's on the advisory board. They're working on a resource plan now with that. We also do veterans, and those go through the VA. We have DOORS clients. These are people under 60 that are disabled in one way or the other.
What's DOORS mean?
Department of Rehab Services.
Okay.
And that's also who we clean the office buildings for. But we have private pay services if you don't qualify. And that all goes through a case coordinating unit We have three of them that we work with.
Sounds like a lot of folks involved.
It's a very big team. That's what that is, and it takes all of them to take care of the elderly.
How many offices are there?
13 offices
in Illinois.
Right, and Wayne County is probably where we're the most active. We provide employment for at least 40 people in Wayne County.
Full time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And over 100 clients that live here in Wayne County, Wayne City, in the area here.
How does one? I'm trying to think. I'm puzzled a little bit. I'm trying to determine if we're looking to get more folks involved in the on which end of it today. Are you looking for more employees today? Or are you looking for more clients today?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But mainly the people who we don't know about that do need this service.
You know, that's the thing, who you don't know about.
Yes.
And who don't know about you.
Exactly.
My mother had a stroke. I didn't know about community care.
Oh, is that right?
So, you know, it's just not out there enough, I guess, is what it is.
How do the how do you typically get a referral or something? How are folks typically finding out about the services that you guys provide?
Well, they need to call us. And our number, our office number, and then probably we will go through the service coordinator, because there's coordinating units in Carterville and Effingham and Flora. And they go and evaluate this person to see how many hours they qualify for, what their needs are. Then they refer them to us, and we implement the program with them. It's called the CCP program, Community Care Program.
Uh-huh.
It's a Title III program through the state.
How many counties do you guys cover? What size area does the one in Wayne County are you guys over?
11 counties.
11 counties?
Yes.
Which ones? How far north, how far south, how far east?
My desk covers Jasper, Crawford.
So you're
Lawrence,
going all the way up to Newton and Robinson.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Richland and Lawrence. And we also cover Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, Hamilton, White, Saline, and Gallatin. And that coordinator is Janet, who is in the office today.
Uh-huh.
But she is the coordinator for those counties.
And somebody, then that means they've got another office covering like Clay and Jefferson counties.
Yes.
In that direction. Where's that office located?
Salem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are 13 offices all spread out throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
I see here you have an 800 number. Now, if somebody called this 800 number, is it going to go directly to the Fairfield office, or is it an 800 number where it'll go to some central Springfield thing and kick it around?
It will be us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens once they call in and say, I need help, then we notify a case coordinating unit, and they go to the home and see what these people need.
I'm talking with Deb Welty along with Rosalie Adkins about about community care systems. Rosalie, tell me, how long have you been with CCS?
It'll be 24 years in June.
Do you like it? I presume you do.
The corporate office.
You have a silly question.
Corporate office is fantastic.
Really?
They are. They're very supportive. They listen to what we're telling them from our areas. So, yes, I guess I like it. I haven't retired yet.
So, you're nowhere close to retirement.
How old do you think I am?
I've been asked that question by women before. I am not about to answer. This ain't my first time.
I am proud of my age. I'm 75, and I have so.
Rosalie, retire already.
I know. But you don't understand my job. It's a very rewarding job.
It must be.
I mean, when you can help someone, I can't even imagine not having my car.
Yeah.
But most of our clients don't, or else they can't see to drive anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You know, that'd be, as difficult as can be.
And getting to the doctor, and sometimes you just want to go to Walmart, you know?
Sure. Well, not me.
and a lot of families, like I said before, don't have anyone to help them, and a lot of families do, but our program can still help in the fact that it gives that caregiver a break.
Right. That's exactly
right. From that daily care.
And this is called respite care. We also do that. So if, like, you're taking care of your mom and you just need to go to Evansville or something and she's not able to go, then we can go in and cover that day for
during
you.
The period of time.
Right.
Yes.
I'm talking with Rosalie Adkins and Deb Welty from Community Care Systems, Inc. here in Fairfield. And when we come back, I'm going to get kind of the gist of how the investigative process is with Deb and how and what determinations you make in the care in whenever somebody makes the phone call and contacts you and asks you into your home. We'll talk about that when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. Back shortly. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by Rosalie Adkins and Deb Welty. They are with Community Care Systems, Inc. Rosalie's the area administrator and Deb's the service coordinator. And Deb, we were talking before we went to break there. Tell me what all is involved in the basically, and if somebody calls in needing the services, that's when you come into play, right? Tell me what you do.
The first thing I would do is find out the area that they live in, because we do cover 11 counties, and then I would refer them to the case coordination unit in that area, and they would then go in and do an assessment, and this is covered through the CCP program with the state.
Okay.
And they would go in and assess that client, see if they're eligible for the program. And then they would send a referral back to me, if they're eligible, telling me how many hours and days they're available for each week that they're to get service. I would then match them up with a homemaker to go in and do their service.
So you don't have the investigation, you don't handle that part of it?
No, that's actually covered with the case coordination unit.
How long does that take with the case coordination unit? I've got a 79-year-old mother who's... Thank goodness, knock wood, doesn't need this kind of services at this time. But if she ever does, if we make this kind of phone call, what kind of time frame is it going to take for these people to help or to come? And what kind of time frame are we going to be spending with these people? Or what? How's it work?
Once we get the call and I make the referral to the case coordination, they are generally always out assessing the client within a week or less. And they will spend probably a couple of hours with that client finding out all the information they need to know to see if they're eligible. They will generally tell them that day if they're eligible or not. And as soon as they get back to the office, which I think most of them are only in the offices like 2 days a week, they will then fax me a referral, and I will get that service started as soon as possible.
What's typical? on one of the on a call like this, what is or is there a typical service that you will provide that is the most often provided by your organization, by Community Care System?
You mean as far as what the homemaker does?
Yeah, no, like if what is the typical thing they'll come in and do? If 50% of the people that you see require what?
Cleaning. House cleaning. That's generally the major one.
Is that right?
Errands to get groceries, laundry. A few need help with bathing and dressing. Not all. A lot of them don't need help with that at all.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the least ones. But I'd say the main ones are house cleaning and laundry.
Is it, Rosalie, maybe you can help me more since you've worked, I guess, have you ever worked in nursing homes as well, Deb?
Not in nursing homes,
since
no.
You've worked, we've established that you've worked in nursing homes as well as the hospitals and the community care systems. Is it typical as one ages, one of the things they don't do as often or just are unable to do cleaning, their typical cleaning that they have done over the past?
Well, especially running a sweeper and wiping down the cabinets.
Yeah, you don't feel like reaching up high, do you?
And it's kind of
your shoulder might hurt.
And it's kind of hard when you're walking with a walker.
Yeah.
Trying to get you something to eat and hold the plate and walk with a walker. It's very hard. I did want to mention one other thing that you were talking with Debbie about. I think when they call in, their main concern is, what is this going to cost me?
Really?
There is no cost.
Is that right? It's all through the state.
Through the CCP program, there is no cost to the client.
If you qualify for the community care program, we used to have a copay. I don't know how many years back, maybe 10, I don't know. But we don't have a copay anymore. So the service is free to these people when they qualify.
People are scared. You know, you hear about the state budget. How's that affected you, the budgetary process? Has that begun to affect your business?
I don't really think so. Do you, Debbie?
The corporate office has, you know, so to say, tightened their belts a little bit.
Yes. Sure.
Most of it's internal. Nothing has affected jobs by any means.
So what you're saying is the state of Illinois is still, to an extent, covering this area of their responsibilities.
No, I don't know that. We know that our company has done well enough that they're able to stay in business during this crisis.
We just cut back.
So you're not getting paid either?
No, we're getting paid.
Well, no, not you. the company.
No,
well,
no,
they're a bit slow.
Oh, okay.
I did want to mention one other thing, too, other than the part that they would, if they qualify, they will not pay anything for this service. But it's not only about the hours that they get, and we have a two-hour minimum. It's not good to ask someone to go work for an hour.
No, you're not making it worth their while.
Right. But it's also about the frequency of being in there. You know, maybe you just need somebody three times a week to make sure you're okay.
Right.
So there's a lot of little variables that go with this job that falls on these coordinators' shoulders to understand this client. We also have a field supervisor that goes into the home, so we know what we're dealing with there.
Rosalie, what's the typical client need or typical client age? I mean, is your typical client, you mentioned a walker or maybe someone in a wheelchair,
yes,
that kind of thing. Is that typical or is that on the end where there's more intensive than maybe the cleaning level?
I would say maybe walkers or canes are more common. Wheelchair bound is not that common.
Is that right?
And you have to be 60 to be on this program.
Oh, okay.
But I've had a client as old as 100.
Is that right?
Yeah. We have all the whole
living
range
on their own, presumably.
Yes.
At the age of 100.
He did finally go into assisted living at 100.
Wow.
But and he only got 2 hours every other week. Everything else he did for himself. No.
Oh, my goodness.
You see it all. You see it all.
The guy's working three, or not working, I presume not working. He might have been. The guy's got 334 hours that he's, 334 hours on his own, and then 2 hours with you. What services were you providing for 2 hours once a week?
He mostly wanted the house cleaning.
Is that right?
Yeah. If he needed something from the grocery store, because he did have family that did most of his shopping,
sure,
he may run her for, you know, have her run for a couple of things for him, but mostly just the house cleaning. Everything else he did himself.
Tell me a little bit about the meal preparation and that kind of things, the services that that are required that you guys do.
We do everything from buying them some food.
So you're doing the shopping?
Yes. They will go do the shopping.
Out with the client, typically? Or?
Some clients want to go. Without. They can go or without. They don't have to go if they're not feeling up to it. They
really?
Can just give the client, the homemaker, a list to go shopping for them. And
how's that work? Like, do they, I mean, I guess give them a checkbook? I don't know.
We have a form that they have them sign to allow them to go do their shopping.
Oh, okay.
And then they can show that to the stores if they've given them a check or their debit card.
I see.
It just, or cash. And we have shopping receipts that they fill out if they give them cash, where they went, how much they were given, how much they spent. And both the homemaker and the client have to sign it.
So you're talking,
if the client doesn't go.
Rosalie, Deb and Rosalie, you're talking about things that I've never considered, never
yes.
thought about in my life. Never, hopefully never have to. But,
I hope not.
But but it's good to know that it's there if you do have to, right?
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about, we talked a little bit in the break about, this is not a medical program whatsoever, is it?
Non-medical.
No.
Tell me what you'll do as, to what extent can you help someone? I know you say you're cleaning, but like with maybe someone helping with their medicine and that kind of thing.
We are allowed to open the bottle for them, take the cap off, remind them to take their medicines. They have to get their own medicine out of the bottle. Or if someone has set up a pill planner for them, which we can't do that either, but we can always remind them to help them keep them on their medicine regimen like they're supposed to be.
How often, I presume that it has become probably commonplace. Is that right, you think?
Pretty much. And I think, too, people don't realize loneliness is a big, big, big thing with our elderly. If your children live in Texas and Florida, you don't see anybody but this girl from community care or guy that comes in to take care of you.
Well, that brings us probably a little bit more to the employees. You're looking for employees as well.
Yes.
What kind of person is the ideal? What kind of person is the ideal employee for Community Care Systems Inc.?
Someone patient, understands the needs of the elderly.
See, right there, I'm out.
Yeah, we could.
We've already established that I just said 5 minutes ago. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, we have 24 hours of training for these people before they ever go into
oh, really?
The client's home.
Okay,
so we cover a lot of areas there, and I don't know.
You said you have some in-service training coming up too.
Yes, we have a quarterly in-service.
So even as somebody is on the job, they have continuing education, apparently, correct?
Correct, and we have to verify that with the state of Illinois. So,
really, what do you teach somebody in the continuing education? Is it more of a reminder, or maybe some training on? I don't know. Maybe a client has, who knows, a new iPhone or something. Telling them how to work an iPhone. I don't know.
We have topics that the state of Illinois, IDOA,
here we go.
Tells us.
Here we go. She rolled her eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
And we have to address at each in-service.
Like what?
All kinds of things.
Safety issues.
What's the oddest thing that you think the state of Illinois might have thrown at you to have to keep trained on?
Lordy, lordy, I don't know. I don't know that one.
they have a lot
speakers.
Of topics.
We had Dr. Mm-hmm. Mitchell. He did a fantastic presentation. We had Ed Potts.
He was at our last one.
We've got Mike Egbert coming from OFA.
What do they talk about? What's Ed Potts come in to talk about? Okay. I mean, because we just established that you can just pop the cap off the pills. Is that what Mr. Potts or Mr. Potts told you about?
He talked about helping get them on a regimen so that their prescriptions are all come due at the same time. Because a lot of them, you know, they may be on 5 different prescriptions.
Right.
And one's ready on Monday, one on Tuesday, so on and so forth. He talked how he could help get them on the same regimen.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So that they only have to pick them up
So that the shopping is made simpler.
Right.
And the blister
right.
packs. So
and
they
he also does the blister packs out here. Where it's instead of a pill planner, it's inside a can't get dumped, can't get spilled, because you have to pop them out each day. Yes, and he makes those up himself.
When did they start doing the blister packs? Because I know whenever.
It was last November when he came and talked, and he already had them then. And he gave us examples that he had made up with M&Ms and Skittles.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to eat them all. But he does this.
They realize, I accidentally gave you the wrong pack.
But no, he sets these up for a client.
That's the codeine pack. There's the Percocet pack. Yeah. Oopsie.
He talked to some, too, about some of the side effects, because sometimes a strange behavior or a change with these people are because their medicine has changed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How to keep did he tell you how to keep an eye on that, or how to make sure that isn't occurring? Or what did he talk about that?
Well, he did that, but we addressed that in training, too. You're not, sometimes, especially with Alzheimer's, you're not looking at the person. You're seeing the disease.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to understand that and relate all these issues of why this client has a strange behavior.
I'm talking here with Rosalie Adkins and Deb Welty from Community Care Systems here in Fairfield. They are the company with the heart. I like that.
Yes. By
the way. Very, very nice. We're talking about the different aspects of their organization that I didn't know about. And we're going to talk a little bit more with these ladies when we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM in Fairfield. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking here with Community Care Systems Inc. Rosalie Adkins, she's the area administrator for CCSI. You call it CCSI?
Yes.
What are you calling it? Okay.
Yes.
CCSI, along with Deb Welty. She's one of the service coordinators. We were talking a little bit ago, Rosalie, about you about occasionally seeing folks with your clients with Alzheimer's and that
yes.
kind of thing. What are the and you or Deb, either one of you can answer, because I don't know which one it would apply more to. What are the medical responsibilities, say, of your care workers whenever they're going to a client and they may see something that they need that is odd? What do you do?
I would like to address that. This happens to be a worker in Fairfield, and it's hard to work with Alzheimer's people. Their short-term memory is very difficult. But this person came into the office and said, I need some help.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with this. And they get agitated, and then they run the girls off. You know, they don't want somebody.
The client.
Yes. So it took us, what, three months to get this worked out and to find what the triggers were for this client, what caused the being upset and agitated, mm-hmm. and how we could handle that. So it's
that must have been a relatively frustrating 3 months.
Yeah, it was. But
for both of you.
Yes.
I mean, for both the client as well as
yes.
the service.
So hopefully the people that are working out in the field, when they run into a problem, they will come into the office. It's not that we know any more than anybody else, but we've got a lot of experience.
Mm.
We've ran into these situations before.
Sure.
And we know what we did that didn't work and what we did that would work.
But if someone has a particular medical issue and say a behavioral change, is there for some kind of procedure set up for that too?
Yes, they are to notify us right away, because any kind of behavioral change could mean a health problem such as stroke,
right.
Medication mix-up, lots of different things. So they are to let us know right away if something looks out of the ordinary, if the client is acting funny. We have emergency contact numbers for every client. We will
sure.
then contact them and let them know what's going on, why we're concerned, so that they can take care of the problem with their family member.
I guess I was about to ask what might be a stupid question. How often do you run into that kind of thing? But I guess as folks age, you're going to run into it more and more often, aren't you?
Exactly.
Mm.
Almost daily.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's what I was going to
yes.
say, almost daily.
Right.
We haven't even mentioned it. What's the phone number if folks want more information on Community Care Systems, Inc.?
842-9654. Area code 618.
That's here in Fairfield.
That's the Fairfield office.
What if I'm in Olney and want to call Fairfield office, but I don't want to use long distance?
Well, that's the 800 number, and I don't think I have it on here.
I've got it.
You got it.
Well, I kind of made my circle through it. I hope
give you some points.
800-235-8457, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there anything, do you have an online in a presence that folks could maybe look on the computer and find out
more
about
you? We're on Facebook, and we have our own website.
Do you?
Yes.
You've been south of town for apparently 35 years under my nose.
Mm-hmm. 30-something. I'm not sure exactly.
30-several. Mm-hmm. 30-several years down there. But you're in the middle of doing a little changing, aren't you?
Correct.
What's going on?
Well, we're going to be moving up to Main Street, a much bigger building, 501 West Main Street. And we're very, very excited about it. We're hoping we can put in some new ways for people to contact us and get their information that they need. It's a big building. It's one of the AirTex buildings.
I was going to say, you got to tell people which AirTex building.
It's an AirTex building.
So everybody will know which one it is.
It's the human resource building. It
was the one that was the HR
right.
building that
yes.
they converted the old Fair Home Furniture, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. You still got any couches, recliners, love seats back there from the
no.
old Fair Home day?
No.
Couldn't find any.
It's pretty empty right now.
How's the move going? When are you doing it?
Well,
what's going on? Tell me all about it. I love hearing people complain about moving.
Oh, well, we haven't moved the office part yet, but it's all cleared out, and probably they're going to put a new roof on it probably within the next couple of weeks or so.
Oh, really?
Because it does need that. Everything.
Yeah, leaks?
Yeah, little, not much,
okay.
but it needs a new roof. And all the carpets, the tiles, everything has been cleaned and gone over, so hopefully we will be moved in there in April.
That's when did it start? When did they start the cleaning? How long? I guess
just a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
So you're basically moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Did they own the building south of town?
No.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were going to be having one to sell or not.
Nope.
All right. We talked a little bit earlier about finding the perfect employee or finding an employee. If someone's interested in joining your organization, do they need to call the same number?
Yes.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for somebody who can cook? I mean, you talked earlier about whenever I asked you earlier, you basically gave the mental thought of it. But what kind of tools do the people need to have? What kind of skills to someone or would benefit someone to join Community Care Systems?
Basic housekeeping skills, but I think the bigger part of it is just what I said. Patience, understanding the elderly, being willing to accept that age difference type thing there. And they, like I said, they go through 24 hours of training. They're bonded. They go through a criminal background check.
Oh, really?
Go through being fingerprinted.
Really?
Yes.
So what are you looking for? I mean, what keeps somebody maybe from qualifying? If you're looking at, if you're doing the fingerprinting, all that kind of thing.
Felonies. Criminal background. A lot of problems. I mean, just depends.
Presumably drugs and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think mainly we're just looking for someone that has a heart for the elderly. It's really important when you're doing this 7 days a week, and some of our clients get 7 days a week, and you're dealing with this on that kind of basis, you better be understanding the elderly.
You ladies have both been hiring, I presume, for years.
Yes.
For years and years and years. What kind of, how difficult is it to find somebody who becomes a very outstanding long-term employee for Community Care Systems?
Well, since our office is...
I guess the question is, how's the turnover?
Not good.
Not good?
But we have Fairfield employees have been here, Marie, been here, 30-some years?
Yeah, we have
long-term people.
Several long-term.
Yeah.
We have some long. That slide by us in the interview. And
yeah. How do you go about getting most... And forgive me, the reason I keep asking these questions, because I didn't know you were there. And I've made that clear.
You've learned a lot, haven't you?
I'm learning a lot. How do you get the how do you get your main employees? Do you get them mainly by referrals from other folks, or referrals from maybe the hospital, referrals from the different health the senior centers in town, or how do you find good people?
We put up flyers all over town. We also have our homemakers refer a lot of people to us. We run ads when we need someone in a certain area. We have several different ways, and they just have to come in and apply. They can call us. We'll send them an application.
Paid vacations?
Yes.
Paid holidays?
Depending on their hours.
Yeah.
You can't just work 2 hours a week and get a paid vacation.
What kind of percentage folks do you have working that are full-time and non-full?
Most are full-time.
And I guess you offer the flexibility, right?
We do.
Plus, we have a really good cafeteria insurance plan. They get paid by the hour, also mileage, also travel time between clients. So they do pretty well.
How much, I guess, it sounds like you've got Wayne County pretty well covered.
Yes.
In that you have 40 employees mainly in Wayne County, and maybe only 70 employees throughout the other 11 counties. Are there any particular areas that you're looking for more coverage of employees right now that could really, really help you out there?
Jasper and Crawford, and I'm not sure on Janet's desk.
Gallatin and Saline.
Yeah, she has a lot of trouble down there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's so far, we can't send someone from Fairfield to Harrisburg. You know,
your mileage. If you're mm-hmm. paying mileage, you're going to be in trouble with sending somebody 50
That's
miles
true.
A day,
right?
Or 100, I guess, because you'd be counting there and back, right? Doing the math, yeah, that's $50 a day. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that.
And as far as I know, we're not reimbursed for mileage through the state. I did want to mention one other thing too, though, before you run us off.
That's coming, by the way.
I know. I could see you fidgeting.
No.
But I think that it's important for these people that are coming in there to work to know a little bit about what we do and the standards that we intend to
work
from.
Yeah.
Because it's not that we're hard-nosed. We can't tolerate very much infringement on the rules.
Well, you know what? It's not you.
Right.
That can't tolerate it. It's your clients.
Right. And they shouldn't have to.
That's exactly right.
And I have had clients call me up and say, I fired her.
I couldn't take it anymore. I
fired her.
How often does that happen?
Frequently.
Some people just don't get along with other people.
Which is where the service coordinator has to be on her toes. Matching up the homemaker with the clients to the best of their ability.
Is that part of the... I know that you've been there, like Rosalie said, Rosalie's been there 24 years. Is that the trickiest part of the operation, making sure there's a fit?
But now that's a big one, yes. because, you know, we have to try two or three different people.
Yeah.
And another thing that happens with us, they call in and say, well, you know, my dad is needing some help.
Yeah.
I would like to work for my dad because he is real leery of strangers and upsets him.
Yeah.
So
I presume that some of your service workers have had family members that they're able to work for.
Yes.
See, now that's wonderful that they're able to do that.
Yes.
And get recompensated.
If there's a family member there that can handle that and they take the training and they're cleared through everything, yes. Much better for the client.
If someone wanted to see you right now, probably the place to go would be on South First Street. But soon you'll be on you'll be in the old fair home. You'll be in the old HR office, right?
Right, correct.
And you think that's going to be a couple of weeks, three weeks?
I think in April, maybe.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
We really do appreciate it. I've been talking here today with Rosalie Adkins and Deb Welty from the Community Care Systems, Inc. here in Fairfield, down at 1488 South First Street. You can give them a call at 842-9654, or if you're out of Wayne County, you can probably give them a call at 800-235-8457. Did you notice I'm blind? I have to pop the glasses down. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Talk to y'all tomorrow.